Thank you. I love when the Holy Spirit is moving. It's my favorite time. What I think about fall festivals, I divide them into four main topics, and I would like to speak about fall festivals a little bit, and then we will speak about Yom Kippur time. So it's very brief explanation, brief, because it's much more longer and larger. So Rosh Hashanah speaks of spiritual awakening, time to revive, to answer the call of God for your life. It's an amazing time when we can hear the shofar blessed. Then 10 days of awe, time to prepare for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, which is today Judgment Day, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar, is a time to rethink your life and faith and your walk with the Lord. I call it sanctification time. Time to repent, time to come closer to the Lord. Sukkot, time to live in Sukkah. Learn how to follow the Lord and trust Him in everything. For 40 years, life of trust. Simchat Torah, it is time to rejoice in the Torah, the Word of God. It marks a new cycle of life, a new beginning when we read from the Torah's last and first chapters. What a wonderful message. The Lord wants to teach us how to live our life with Him, how to remain faithful in all circumstances of life. What a powerful message we have in God's appointed times. And again, it's a very brief explanation. We can spend hours and hours. Actually, Yom Kippur time, we can spend hours. I don't have watch right here, so it's Yom Kippur time. So good. So again, revive, Rosh Hashanah, wake up from your spiritual slumber. Yom Kippur, cleanse from your sins and iniquities. It is the time. Sukkot, live for the Lord, and Simchat Torah, in the joy of salvation, Word of God, Yeshua the Messiah. That message is a foundation in the life of a believer who puts his trust in the Lord. This is the main and important message. I want to read one of my favorable places of Scripture. Actually, all Scripture is my favorite place to go. But this is very special for me. This verse from the book of Romans, chapter 14. It is like a map of fall festivals. Let us open Romans, chapter 14. And you can use your digital Bibles or your old-fashioned Bible. So, Romans 14, verse 17. And I believe we all want to reach the kingdom of God. We all want to live in the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is our part, it's our life, it's our future, it's our today. So, for the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking, though we know so many good dishes on Jewish calendar, you know. Fish on Rosh Hashanah, yeah, milk on Shavuot, matzah on Pesach, and fast on Yom Kippur. But the kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking. It is only a picture. But righteousness and shalom and joy in the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no sense of any of that. So let us read more carefully, more closely. Righteousness is a requirement of life with the Lord, the only way to be in His presence. And not our righteousness, but His righteousness, righteousness of Yeshua, the Messiah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. We are therefore ambassadors for Messiah. So Mazel Tov, you are ambassador of Messiah, for Messiah. As though God were making His appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Messiah, be reconciled to God. He made the one who knew no sin to become a sin offering on our behalf. It is time of Yom Kippur. So that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. It is Yom Kippur. The second, Shalom. But kingdom of God is righteousness and Shalom. Actually, let's say Shalom to each other. Shalom. It's so good. Only in His righteousness can we have God's shalom that comes with the forgiveness, reconciliation, love, peace with the Lord. I call it life in the harmony with the Lord. Shalom with the Lord. John chapter 14, promise from our Messiah Yeshua. Verse 27, Shalom I leave you. My shalom I give to you, but not as the world gives. We know how much shalom in this world. There is no shalom. There is no peace. There is only fear and uncertainty. But Yeshua said to us, Shalom I leave you. My shalom I give to you, but not as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled or afraid. Why? Because of His shalom. And shalom is possible only through His righteousness, His sacrifice. The third, joy in the Holy Spirit. Joy is the part of the kingdom of God. Joy, supernatural joy, is possible only when you have righteousness and shalom in your life. It is impossible to be joyful when you don't have righteousness of God and His shalom. But when you have His righteousness, when you are righteous and you have His shalom, then joy of the Lord can be in you, visible for other people. And I can tell you a very important part here. This joy comes only from one source, only from one source, the living waters of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, 22. You know, sometimes when the joy of the Lord fills my heart, sometimes it's so unexpectedly. Sometimes it's so strange for people around me. It can be weird. Even in difficult times, the Holy Spirit is able to fill our hearts with His joy. And actually, you know, I believe that where is the joy of the Lord, there is protection of the Lord too. Protection of our mind, our heart. But the fruit of the Ruach, is the Spirit, is love, peace, shalom, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. We live in times where we have many distractions around us, and the world is changing before our own eyes, right now, today. If you ask me, how can I describe this time? I thought about it, and the very brief explanation, description. It is a time of broken hopes and expectation for many people. When many people have to learn how to trust God and walk in faith again. For many people. This is the new beginning for us. To trust, to learn how to trust the Lord. So now let's just take time and talk about Yom Kippur. Again, let us open Leviticus 23. We read this place for two times, but it is Yom Kippur. It's good to remind. Leviticus 23, verse 27, 28. The tenth day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. Hold a sacred assembly and deny yourselves, and present an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do not work on that day. Yeah. Thank you for being here, for your presence in this place. It is basically, do not work on this day. Because it is the Day of Atonement, when atonement is made for you before the Lord your God. So the whole purpose of Yom Kippur in these words, atonement for you before the Lord your God. Once a year on Yom Kippur, a high priest entered into the holy place to seek God's forgiveness for the sins of Israel and all the nations of the earth. A week before Yom Kippur, the high priest, followed by a solemn procession of the Jerusalem aristocracy, left his home and went to the temple, where he prepared to Yom Kippur services. During the Yom Kippur service, he changed his holy garments five times. And listen carefully. Putting on gold for the usual and white linen for special sacrifices. Everything opposite. Gold is for usual and white for special. We would think, yeah, gold is for special and white for usual. Not with the Lord. Every time making the special rituals. So a Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, prophetically points us to Yeshua. The main idea of the Day of Atonement is to bring the blood offering for the sins of all humanity into the Holy of Holies only in the Mishkana and later in the temple, the only places. So I would like to read one place of Scripture. It's Leviticus chapter 16, verse 15. Leviticus 16, verse 15. Then he is to slaughter the goat of the sin offering, which is for the people, bring its blood behind the curtain and do with it as he did with the blood of the bull. Sprinkle it upon the atonement cover and before the atonement cover. So he is to make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of Israel and because of their transgressions, all their sins. The sacrificial blood is supposed to be sprinkled on the Ark of the Covenant, on the holiest place of the earth. It is in Holy of Holies in Jerusalem. But interesting fact, Ark of the Covenant was in the tent of Moses and later in the first temple. But we all know that there was no Ark of the Covenant in the second temple. In its place during the time of Yeshua. According to history, there was the foundation stone, Evan Hashtiyah. Evan Hashtiyah became the place where the high priest would bring the blood of atonement, and it became the most important place in Israel, the place of Yom Kippur service. So in the second temple, there was no Ark of the Covenant. There were Evan Hashtiyah, stone of foundation. And we can find this information in the Talmudic and some historical literature. In the Mishnah, Tractate Yoma, it is said that this stone has existed since the first prophets. When the ark had been taken away, there was a stone from the time of the first prophets, Shtiyah foundation, it was called. Let us open, please, Matthew 21, and please think about for a moment. There was no Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies, only the stone foundation. And Yeshua said to them, verse 42, Yeshua said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, this stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone." He called himself the chief cornerstone. "This came from Adonai, and it is marvelous in our eyes." What a revelation we can find in the words of Yeshua when he called himself chief cornerstone. He quoted a passage from the Messianic Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 22. "The stone which the builders rejected, this has become the chief cornerstone. It is from Adonai, it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that Adonai has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Hashiana, please, Adonai, save now. We beseech you, Adonai, prosper us. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of Adonai. Amen. What a message. He told the people of Israel, basically he told them, "You are bringing the holy blood of sacrifice once a year on Yom Kippur into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle it on the stone in the Holy of Holies in the temple, cornerstone. This stone is a prophetic picture of the coming Messiah, the prophetic vision of me, because I'm the chief cornerstone, the cornerstone." Wow. What do you need more? It is obvious. In the end, I want to highlight a few lessons of Yom Kippur. Actually, three lessons for us. First of all, Yom Kippur reminds us that this life is temporary. Is it a surprise for us? No. But sometimes we forget about it and live like we will live forever. But Yom Kippur reminds us that this life is temporary life. And only the Lord is the true judge who established his word forever. And only because of Yeshua do we have righteousness, shalom, and joy in the Spirit of the Lord. The second lesson, Yom Kippur reminds us that only the Lord knows our tomorrow. And only in him can we put our trust. The main idea of Book of Life, Lord, please inscribe us into Book of Life for the next year. We depend on the Lord. I would like to read Isaiah chapter 49, verse 14. Also one of my favorite places of Scripture. Isaiah 49, verse 14. "But Zion said, Adonai has forsaken me. Adonai has forgotten me." I hear more and more when people who believe in Yeshua pray in this prayer, "Lord, where are you? What's going on in my life? What to do? What about tomorrow? How can I be sure in tomorrow?" And this is an answer for us. "But Zion said," it was a difficult time for Zion. And they prayed, "The Lord has forsaken me, Adonai forgotten me. I don't see him anymore." And verse 15. "Can a woman forget her nursing baby or lack compassion for a child or her womb? Even if these forget, I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." Trust the Lord. Your tomorrow in his hands. Your name in his hands. And the third lesson, as the Messianic Jews, we believe that Yeshua, the Messiah, and if you are here, it shouldn't be a surprise for you. It is obvious. Yeshua, the Messiah. And if you are for first time here, welcome to Messianic, Jewish Messianic Synagogue. We are different from many synagogues because we believe in Yeshua. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. I promise you, this is the last place of scripture for today. Actually, not today, for this morning. We'll have more. It is Yom Kippur, please remember. And I don't have watch here, so please, it's Yom Kippur. Enjoy this time. Hebrews 9, verse 14. And previously we can read about Yom Kippur, about yearly Yom Kippur sacrifices. And verse 14. How much more will the blood of Messiah, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse our consciousness from dead works to serve the living God? This is true of Yom Kippur. So if you have not yet placed your faith in Yeshua, our eternal high priest, if you are wandering through life without his life, love, without his forgiveness, if you are still trying to redeem yourself, you also face a huge dilemma. But there is an answer. Redemption is available through the Messiah Redeemer, Yeshua. And the time is now to accept his sacrifice. Turn to him and receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. Accept the Lord on his terms. Receive his forgiveness and his shalom and his joy. And I would like to repeat the exact words I gave you on Rosh Hashanah, because important words. For all who believe in Yeshua, during this day, this judgment day, when people around you may be living in fear and uncertainty, remember this. If you have made Tshuva, have turned around, have accepted Yeshua's redemption, then you have eternal life, forgiveness, mercy, and love of the Lord, because he loves you. So, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov with his love and his forgiveness. I would like to invite worship team, and let us continue with Avinu Malkeinu. Let us stand together. Remember, this is Yom Kippur, so. Avinu Malkeinu, this prayer to God, who is Avinu Malkeinu, our parent, our father, our king. God is acknowledged as both ruler who sets the standards and parent who loves the child. So let us pray in English. Our Father, our King, be merciful and answer us. Though we have no worthy deeds, treat us charitably with love and kindness, for you have saved us.
Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu Haneinu, Ki Ein Banu. Avinu Malkeinu.
With Zechariah Lehi'im. First Yohanan, First John, chapter 5, verses 11 through 13. And the testimony is this, that God gave us eternal life, and this life in His Son, Yeshua. The one who has the Son has life. The one who does not have Ben Elohim, Son of God, does not have life. I wrote these things to you who believe in the name of Ben Elohim, Son of God, so you may know that you have eternal life. We rejoice that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And let us read in English. Let's pray in English. Remember us unto life, O King who delights in life, and inscribe us into the Book of Life, for your sake, O God of life.
Zachreinu l'chaim, melech hafetz l'chaim, v'chatveinu b'sefer hachayim. L'mancha Elohim, l'mancha Elohim, l'mancha
Remember us.
you for Yom Kippur, Lord. Thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for joy in the Holy Spirit, for peace, for righteousness, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I would like to invite my wife, Rebbe and Ina, join me on stage, and let us close with Aaronic benediction. Let us stand together in this prayer. And I would like to remind you that after this service, we are going to have its core, the memorial service, in 10 minutes. So if you want to stay, please, you can stay, and we'll have its core service. And also, today we will have also Nila, the closing service. It will be at this place at 6:30 p.m. So you're welcome to join us. So let us pray together. Єверхеха Донай Вишмареха, Єра Донай Паневелеха Віхунеха, Іса Донай Паневелеха Веясемлеха Шалом. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His Shalom. Amen. Цом Каль, Easy Fest.